Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Those Tar Heels sure made a lot of memories against Wofford. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. How nice of the Carolina basketball team to lay an egg just before Christmas and give something the Wofford players, coaches, and fans can tell their families and maybe even their grandchildren for years to come. Gather round. Did I ever tell you about the time our team went to play the 4th-ranked Tar Heels in the famous Dean Smith Center as a 25-point underdog? We played them toe-to-toe, right down to the wire. They had the last shot to tie. They missed. We won. And our coach got a shower from the players afterward. He was a camper at the Carolina Basketball School one summer, and Roy Williams was his counselor. And Roy is so nice, he gave our coach 3 games, 2 up there and 1 at our place next season. That's the merriest of Christmases, I'd say. Yes, sirree, what is one loss when you can make those kinds of memories for so many good people and also create a lot of happiness in Durham and Raleigh as well? Old Roy's team may have been in the Christmas spirit Wednesday night, but you can bet it will be a bunch of Scrooges against Ohio State come tomorrow afternoon in New Orleans. Fresh off 2 practices that weren't any fun at all, Carolina will try to prove that shocking defeat was a fluke, lackadaisical play by what the coach called a fat and happy team, at least until it was 14 points down in the second half and made one of the classic Carolina comebacks, only this time it fell short. I wouldn't want to be the Buckeyes tomorrow as long as the hangover from Wofford is gone. The Tar Heels are going on CBS to play an unranked team that they would have spanked anyway. Now, well, I don't like the Ohio State University's chances in the 4th year of the CBS Sports Classic. By the way, Carolina is in the event for the next 2 years, but venues have not been announced, which tells me CBS is having a hard time finding the right arena around holiday time. Here's a suggestion. Why not play the doubleheader at the Smith Center next year and a Rupp Arena in Kentucky in 2019? The lower arena tickets would be split between the 4 teams, including UCLA and Ohio State, but the Heels versus the Wildcats would sell out the upper level in a Chapel Hill minute. Meanwhile, back in New Orleans, channel your inner Scrooge. This is Archansky. Merry Christmas, and see you.